Hi, sir. Just to quickly touch on the game of the weekend, how much did you enjoy being a manager in that game, in those sort of high-profile derbies?
I think it was the game that I was expecting. Everybody had told me about how big that the game was here, and how important for our crowd was that game, and I lived with that expectations, with that emotions, because I know that in a season or a seasons when the things are not going well to win or to at least to compete against a team like Derby was massive for us. So we knew that it was an important game. During the game, the atmosphere was amazing. So it's another sample that we are going in the right direction. The crowd, I think, is enjoying it every day, and it's different when I came here. So I think again, we need to keep going. We need to show them that they can be proud of this team. And now I think we are getting it.
Sure, and of course it's the third clean sheet in four games. Just how important has it been sorting that defence out?
I think it's vital, but I don't want to repeat a lot of times how important to keep the clean sheet is, because I know it's important, and obviously it's important to score goals, but I'm not a genius if I say that it's easier to defend than to attack. So at least you need to work to defend, to be compact, and then I said, I don't know how many times, the more quality you have, the more the more work you have on the training ground, the better you can play. So now the team is improving, playing as a team on the pitch. They are confident because we are not conceding a lot of goals, and we know that sometimes we will score five goals like we scored against Quipia. Sometimes we will miss chances that we missed against Norwich, for example. But at least now we show to everybody that we are a team.
And just to touch on that back four again, it seems as though it's a lot more settled. Do you feel as though the players understand a bit more what you want from them?
Yes, and they are realising that they are more confident. Because they were surprised, because I had a chat with them the following day in the training ground, and they are surprised that they are running less than they ran in the past. They are more organised, they are more confident, and again, it's about a team. So it's not a... it's about a team and about winning games, because I don't want to take a gamble every single game, going to the pitch thinking that we can win, we can lose. No, at least we have to compete, and if we are organised, we have the half of the journey done, and if we score goals and we have players to score, we will win games.
Just to quickly touch on Tobias Figueiredo, it seems as though since he's been in the starting 11, more Forest defence has seemed more settled. How important has he been?
It's been really important, but it's true that we had to take the right steps when he arrived, because it's not easy to play in this league. It's not easy to play against those players, the intensity. And for me, took time, but I needed to be sure that he was ready to play. And for that reason, he didn't play since the beginning, because I knew that he had to take time and to train and to be ready. And now he's been amazing, and he needed to play confident. He hadn't played in the past, so he needed someone who trusted him, and we trusted him, and he's doing really, really well.
And moving Danny Fox to centre back as well, he featured as a left back mostly under Mark Warburton. How impressed have you been with him at centre back?
Look, I know Danny since I came to the league 3-4 years ago, and he's a very good player. He's a very good character. Now, as a central defender, he's enjoying it a lot, because you can feel him every single game more confident. I think he feels himself important for the team, which is important as a veteran player, because sometimes it's good for those kind of players to have those feelings, that to feel that everybody respects him, the opponents respect him, and when he's confident, is helping us a lot.
And speaking on team talk yesterday, former defender John Thompson, played for Nottingham Forest, said that he didn't feel that Ben Burrowson's quite ready to lead the life of Forest yet. What do you make of that?
Look, I have to take decisions. I have to take decisions thinking about the present and thinking about the future. And, you know, as a manager, you always will be criticized. And because there will be people who say that he's ready, and people who said that he's not ready. If he doesn't play, maybe 1 year or 2 years later, he said that he didn't have opportunities. So I need to take the decision, and I know that Ben is a very good player. He's an academy player, a player who feels that this club, and is the kind of player that we have to bet, because he has a bright future, and the only way to improve him is to give him confidence. So we were speaking about Foxy, and imagine if a veteran player needs to be confident, imagine a young player. So he needs confidence, and the only way to give them confidence is giving them the opportunity.
And what qualities at the moment do you think he needs to, well, firstly, you're most impressed with him, and secondly, that he could work on to improve?
Oh, he needs to be more aggressive, stronger, and but again, he's 18 years old. He's playing against Keogh Davis last weekend, other central defenders the previous weekend. And it's really good for him because he's learning a lot. And when he plays and when he holds the ball in the way that he did against Reading, I think the second half, the game that he did against he played against QPR, is doing really well. So you know, he's young, and he will have amazing games, and he will have other games not as good as the others. But again, it's the only way to give them confidence.
Of course, then looking at the weekend, Sheffield United, what type of game are you expecting against them?
Championship game, tough game. They are doing really well. The manager is doing really well. They got promotion last season. They are fighting for the playoff position, so they are confident. They won last Tuesday. They will want to add points again against us. But for us, it's another game. It's another step to keep going forward. Another step to keep improving. Another step to keep showing the people that they can trust us.
What do you make of the job that Chris Wilder has done there?
Oh, amazing. I said I think he was the manager of the year last season in League One, and again, recently promoted team, fighting for the playoff position, so it's amazing.
And just finally for me, is there any team news? Has everyone come through training this week or again?
No, all of them, except Ashkan and Vaughan. The rest of the players are okay.
Cool, brilliant.
Thank you.
What's the situation with Ashkan? Has he got any chance of returning before the end of the season?
I don't know because you know, it's I don't know how many weeks, and after that, I think no, he will want to play the World Cup, so I don't want to take a risk with him to try to put him before and to get injured again and to lose and to miss the World Cup. So we need to be careful with him because he came here to help us, and we need to help him because again, he's a very good player and he's a very good kid. So he's trying to improve as soon as possible because he wants to play here because he's desperate to play, but we need to be sure that we are doing the right steps.
If he wasn't able to come back and play for Forest this season, would you want to look at him again in the future? Would you talk about perhaps having him for next season?
Maybe yes, because again, the only experience that I have with him, it was 2 or 3 weeks when he was training with us, and you can feel how good he is as a player. And a part of those 2 or 3 weeks, another 2 or 3 weeks knowing him as a person and sending messages and the relation that we have, you can feel that he's a really good man. So this is the kind of character that they want to have in the team. So let's see, if everything goes well, it can be here next season.
What's the situation with Jack Hobbs? Is he making good progress following playing in the under-23s?
Very good, and I think he's playing next Monday, I think, or no, tomorrow. I think he's playing tomorrow against Burnley. And he's improving a lot. He feels confident. We are trying to play one game next Thursday against each other, against us, for him to know his feelings. But I said 2 weeks ago that he looks like a kid for him now, especially after the last 4 months. Every single session for him is like a present. And again, for us, for me, for the team, to have him on the pitch is really good, because his experience, his character, his winner, you can feel every single exercise is 5v5, 6v6. He wants to win, and he's the character who I want.
How do you see his long-term future? Because obviously he's out of contract in the summer, he's had a lot of injury problems. How do you view it?
I think we need to, and he knows that, we need to see him not day by day, but we need to, because I was really positive 1 week, 2 weeks ago, but it's true that someone has told me that in the past he had the same reaction, and then the following one day was one step or two steps back. Yeah. So the main thing is to live the present, to feel how good he is, how happy he is, and to keep him improving.
I guess, is there any chance of him getting actually out onto the pitch and getting into the team before the end of the season, do you think?
I hope, because again, he's a character player, he's an experienced player, and if he's fit, he can help us on the pitch, because players like him with that spirit, with that character, is difficult to find.
Sheffield United is not to the same level as the rivalry with Derby, but there is a bit of a rivalry there.
I know. Someone has told me. And again, but it's another game that they have to approach in the way that they approach every single game, knowing that for us and for me, the last 6 games is past, because football is about the present, and the last 6 games, it's true that we are unbeaten, but it's past, and we need to look forward. We need to look at the the up positions, in the highest position in the table, and Sheffield is fighting for the playoffs position, so they have a reason to play, and we need to face them in the way that we need 3 points, and we need to keep improving, and we need to keep adding confidence.
It would be good as well to go into the international break with that unbeaten run still intact as well.
Yes, and especially when you look at what happened here 3 weeks ago, and how the situation was 3 weeks ago, now to arrive to the international break with the 7 games unbeaten can be amazing. But again, it's about the results, obviously. Football always is about results. But since the game against Burton, I am really, really confident. So now it's another game.
Will the international break itself be important for you? Will that give you more time to get your ideas across?
Yes, of course, because we will have 8-9 days to work in the... In the training ground, the player will have 5 days off to not in a row, because 5 days not always too much, but 5 days to rest, and another 7-8 days to work. And now at this point of the season, it's as important to train as to rest, because they are tired mentally, physically, so we need to rest, we are going to rest, we are going to train, so it's good for us.
Is it good for you as a manager that you're kind of going into the last few months of the season with almost a fully fit squad, so it gives you the chance to look at all of them and have a fair assessment of what they might bring for you?
Yes, and especially with this international break, we can have that rest, because I can feel players really, really tired, because I said last week and 2 weeks ago that the players who have come here didn't play in the past or want to play here 4 or 5 games in 2 or 3 weeks, you can feel that they are tired physically and mentally. And now these 2 weeks again to rest and to work on the pitch can be really good, and then after the international break with all of them fit, it would be perfect for me to try to to prove different things and to try to win every single game.
What do you want to see from your team in the last nine games? What do you hope to see them do?
Is to approach every single game wanting to win. So I don't care who is playing, or if one day I change the keeper, or one day I change the midfielder, or one day I change the striker. Every single player who is on the pitch should have that mentality. And no, because we are preparing the following week, because we are playing for nothing, you always play for something. So, and for me, every single 3 points are important. And they are going to show me who is ready to fight for every single point.
You haven't scored in a couple of games, and as we've discussed, there's pressure on Ben Brereton in particular, but would you like to see goals come from other areas as well? I'm thinking about the defence this season. You've only seen, I think, Eric Lehigh and Michael Mansian score at all. Joe Worrell, rather, score from your defenders. Do you want to see more goals from that area of the pitch?
Yes, and it's vital in Championship to have players who can score, because if you have just one or two players who can score and that player gets injured or something happens, you need to have players who score 5, 6, 7, 8 goals per season. But now we have the players who we have, and it's true that you can score goals when you play good football, and we haven't had time to work on the pitch, because the main thing for me was to try to build the foundation. But again, with players like Joe Lawley, like Cassie, like Tomo, Murphy, Berlioz, Brereton, Colback, Watson, all the players on the bench, so for sure we will score goals. Tobias will score goals for sure. So I don't care at the moment, because we have players who can score when we have the right training sessions.